And welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Hey.
I'm here with Sean, Trav. And we're going to talk about Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
The book of, see also, episode 6.
Is it a book?
Yeah. I don't think it's very tome-like. I think it's more like a brief brochure.
It's like a Star Wars anthology.
It's like a pulp. Like a pulpy book you get at an airport.
It's like the pamphlet of Boba Fett. It's like the brief introductory guide.
The brochure of Boba Fett.
Where did this episode start off? I'm trying to think.
It started with him showing up at the Jedi Temple Planet.
Yeah.
Mando, not okay. Boba, because Boba, again, wasn't in this episode.
Yeah.
Till the very end.
Yeah, these are just like
there was a hint of Boba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically for the last two chapters, the book of Boba Fett has had no Boba Fett in it, which is interesting. It's an interesting choice.
Which again, these last two episodes have been the greatest, but it's kind of an insult because the main character isn't in them.
Yes. Well,
and isn't even like really peripherally involved much other than.
And I think you said it in a group text was like, they should have just called this The Tales of Tatooine or like something along those lines. You know, don't center it on Boba because then you take at least two episodes at this point off of Boba and it feels hollow.
Yeah.
I mean, they were great episodes, but it didn't tell the Boba story.
Call this one Most of Mos Eisley.
Mos Espa, actually.
Mostly Mos Espa.
Yeah. Oh,
Mos especially.
So we had a veritable cornucopia of guest star appearances in this. And I was just like, oh my God, hits just keep on coming.
Yeah.
Guest stars in terms of actors or guest stars in terms of characters?
Yes.
Yes, both.
So brief recap for those people. It's been almost a week and some of us have killed a few brain cells. The crux of the episode is Mando really wants to go see Grogu, who's now doing his Yoda Luke training style, Empire Strikes Back training.
Let me see my son.
And floating frogs.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and much more scenic than Dagobah. It's a much more pleasant place to go to. I feel like Luke learned from that. It's like, no, we're not going but to swamp.
I don't want to be in a swamp again.
Yeah. It's like, man, where your X-Wing sinks into the freaking bog.
But can you imagine how many frogs there were on Dagobah?
Oh, yeah. For Grogu.
Yoda had to just be like slurping frogs all day.
That's why he went there, I'm sure. It's like, man, this is some good frog eating, you know?
Yeah, he's good gigging.
He's basically Louisiana.
He's got that little hovel, you know, he can put those frogs legs in the pan there and get them all nice and sizzling.
Oh, he doesn't even cook
them. What? No. He wants them raw and wriggling. Like Gollum.
Yep.
So why does he... So he's obviously eating hot food because he's got that little pot thing that he's cooking on.
Grogu?
No, Yoda in his hovel.
Oh. You know,
every once in a while, I guess that you'd want a hot meal every now and again.
Yeah, just kind of a pout.
Swamp rat, maybe?
Yeah.
He had to boil his blue milk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe so. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I imagine that blue tip milk's better warm, so.
I like to warm it up to body temperature.
Get it.
I don't like it when they take it right off the teat. That was awkward.
Yeah. Where do you think Luke learned that?
Yeah.
Yeah, then they could show the prequel, like the George Lucas style, how he came across blue teat milk, you know?
Aren't those all males?
So anyway, chapter 6, Book of Boba Fett. So basically, Mando goes to this planet to see Grogu and to give him his chainmail that he made for him. And we see some of Luke's training of Grogu.
Well, we also see the start of his Jedi Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Or his Jedi Academy.
Oh, yeah, his like spider droids, that's right.
Yeah, are building up the Jedi Academy that later gets destroyed by Kylo Ren.
We get R2-D2
in this
right out the gate. I forgot.
Yeah.
That's a big cameo. But,
but I guess he had
a big Camino, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Shut exactly. down.
Yeah, he shut down randomly.
He took a nap to fuck with, you know, comedic timing.
And maybe this will be the start of Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau kind of improving the sequel trilogy a little bit, kind of like they've done with the Clone Wars and stuff. Like, we can step in and fill in these stories and make those other movies better.
It does feel like that's what they're doing.
Yeah, this and Bad Batch, the animated, because the Clone Wars series made the prequels so much better.
Yep.
Far and away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like just that bridging the gap of like two films.
It adds weight to it.
Yes.
In a way that, you know, it kind of gives you so much more context around it, where the movies left so many things open-ended and left so much Emptiness, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, you were always told that Anakin Skywalker was one of the greatest Jedis. You didn't really see it in the films. You're just like, okay, well, now he's a teenager-ish, and like now he's grown his hair out and is kind of a, you know, fuckboy.
And then in the sequel trilogy, we see, you know, we're told that, oh, Luke rebuilt the Jedi Order and then had it all dashed away by Kylo Ren turning evil, sort of. You know, and we never got to see it. We just saw, you know, old Hermit Luke. But now they're starting to hash it out. Show us how it happened.
Yeah, as soon as they did, I was like, damn it. Did Kylo kill Grogu?
I know. I'm curious.
But yeah. I really think, I mean, and we're skipping ahead. At least I am. That they give Grogu the chance at the end if he wants to be go with Mando and take the chainmail, or if he wants Yoda's old lightsaber. And It's a no-brainer that he's going to go with Mando, because that's where the bread and butter is. Like, unless they're going to do some other spinoff with Grogu where he just doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Like, Mando needs somebody with him that will make him talk in his series.
Yeah.
Also, I think Grogu will probably get or make his own lightsaber or do something. You know.
If, here's a question.
They're both.
If Grogu goes with Mando, is he going to have to wear a helmet? If he starts following the way,
yeah, that would be adorable.
Yeah. Look at his little ears sticking out.
So cute. But yeah. I think what I'm guessing is that Mando's going to be like, all right, yes, I am a Mandalorian, but I don't have to be one of your sect. Like, fuck it. We're their Jedi ways and our Mandalorian ways. They're going to make their own.
He's going to be Mandalorian thing. Martin Luther.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's going to nail up
Mando Luther.
Nail up the treatises. Exactly. On the door of the Mandalorian church? I don't know.
Yeah. I like it. I like where this is going. It's kind of Lutheran Jedi.
Yeah. I like
that. If that's not a band name, it needs to be.
I like Mando. With
Lutheran Jedi play.
I like Mando taking Grogu to make his own lightsaber. A baby darksaber.
No.
Nothing but meatloaf covers.
And a lot of mandolin.
Yeah. Hey. All the Led Zeppelin B-sides, all mandolins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, deep tracks.
Yeah.
Was it lots of gallows pole?
Levee breaks.
Braun wire.
California.
Mm-hmm.
Braun wire. Yeah.
Black Dog.
Four sticks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So Mando kind of shows up, drops off the wool gift, and then Ahsoka Tano, our favorite rogue Jedi.
Yeah.
She kind of tells him, like, hey, he can't really be here if you want him to grow as a Jedi. And he can't have attachments. And obviously we know Mando kind of struggles with that, differentiating from the Mandalorian way.
Yeah.
And I really wanted her to be like, oh, nice lightsaber you got there. You want to learn how to use it? And teach him how to use the darksaber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
Be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. She just sort of tells him to fuck off.
Which is weird. I don't know if it behaves like a conventional lightsaber, though, because it, like in the previous episode, they said it was getting heavier the more he was wielding it, so...
Yeah, you touched on this on the last pod. It was in Rebels, and they because it was Sabine Wren that had it, and they explained it. I need to go back and watch that episode, I guess.
I need to go back and watch it, too. But, yeah they had it in Rebels, and they had it in Clone Wars.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess it behaves a little differently than a conventional lightsaber, so it may take some specific training to learn how to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't seen an actual Jedi train with it. We've seen two... Actually, yeah, just two Mandalorians.
Only Mandalorians, yeah.
And Darth Maul, we've seen use it.
Yeah.
And he didn't really have any issues with it,
now,
as far as I know.
But
he was probably, you know, focusing his force craziness.
He's a Sith, so if anything, he can fuel as much emotion into it as he wants.
Yeah, he's like, fuck off with your rules. I'm wicked evil.
Piss off, Ghost.
Plus, he just looked cool with it.
And so, after Mando leaves, ventures back to Tatooine, am I right?
He goes back to Tatooine, kind of checks in on Boba Fett, see what's going on with the operation.
And I hate to say his name sounds like he has a lisp, but the sheriff...
Cobb Vanth
of Vanth Refrigeration. and basically calls in a favor to help defend against the Pike Syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Boba Fett was like, hey, we need muscle. And he's like, I know where to go. The outskirts where they've got these random moisture farmers.
Yeah.
These are my guys.
I thought he was going to go get the Jawas because he was very nice to them in the previous episode when they were fixing up his stuff, and then he paid them. And she's like, don't do that. And he's like, hey, could you get me this other stuff? And he's like, where'd you get that?
She has other ways to pay.
Off of a Pike Syndicate ship. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing he's going to go holler at the Jawas and have them be... Yeah, that they're going to sabotage all their stuff and that the Pike Syndicate is going to be like, all right, well, fuck it. We're going to just get away or shoot you with our weapons. You're like, oh, why isn't anything working? The Jawas are going to be... They're all... The entire planet's going to come together to shake off these dudes. And the Jawas are going to be like John Lovitz. You're like, and I'm reaping all the benefits.
So my thing is there's got to be other... like sand people, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like there's multiple clans.
Tribes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we know. And obviously whatever clan that Boba Fett was palling up with in the early season, surely he's got to reach out to other clans and be like, you guys hate the Pikes too, right? Come fight with me. Let me do my sign language.
And Mando speaks Tusken.
Does he speak Tusken? I'm trying to remember back to Mandalorian. He knows the sign language.
The sign language.
But he doesn't know the...
No. But he can communicate with them.
Yeah.
Side note, Lutheran Jedi's first album is going to be Holler at the Jawas. Just FYI.
We need to work slurping on frogs somewhere in there.
It's track two.
Yeah.
It's like 17 minutes long. It's like they're dazed and confused. Mm-hmm. It's like with lots of gongs and, yeah.
There's a marimba solo in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get to the biggest, coolest cameo of this episode.
The coolest fucking reveal.
Sean, will you take this away?
I'll set the stage. From a distance, in the desert, dust flying across, you see a tall figure in black, long leather duster, wide-brimmed hat. Not a wide enough brimmed hat,
nope.
But a wide-brimmed hat.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly walking up. Cut back. Cut back to tall man. Slowly walking up. Cut back to cut back. Cut back. Slowly walking up. We finally see what everyone wanted to see, Cad Bane.
Cad motherfucking Bane.
The badassest, bluest, pipes going into his face bounty hunter that there has been in the Clone Wars. So he's only been in Clone Wars.
He is, I will say, aside from Mando, the coolest, and before Mando started, the coolest bounty hunter that we've seen that is active.
So let's talk about his interaction in Clone Wars with our titular character.
Good word use.
Boba Fett. So in Clone Wars, he is actually kind of like the old hat, no pun intended, bounty hunter that's, you know, well-respected. He's a sharpshooter. He's ruthless.
Effective, too.
Very effective.
Very effective and against Jedis.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's very much feared. He was used heavily by the Separatists. And I believe in the comics, he is who gave Boba Fett the dent in his helmet.
Yes. Yeah. They said that in the some YouTube video I watched.
Yeah. So, So the iconic dent in his helmet above the top left temple, that is from Cad Bane.
Yeah. They had interactions in the Clone Wars with a teen Boba or preteen,
So there's the Clone Wars has kind of like a coming of age tale with Boba kind of intertwined in there, where he's palling around with some other. I think he pals around with Bosk,
And he interacts with maybe some of the other clones.
There's because an assassin,
he's an unaltered clone.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of interaction with clones. And we get to see him interact with Cad Bane because Cad Bane is obviously a bounty hunter. So. He's ruthless. He is often brought in to do a lot of dirty work in Bad Batch. He is actually hired to take out Omega.
Mm-hmm. So in the Clone Wars and before Disney acquisition of all Star Wars stuff, you know, Boba Fett was said to be the best bounty hunter, but you rarely saw him in anything other than the movies. Like, you didn't get to see nearly enough, and then he gets eaten by Sarlacc. Well, Cad Bane was basically the best bounty hunter that you saw consistently that would win against Jedis or, you know, get the last minute, you know, escape or something. Or there was a jailbreak episode. He either broke somebody out of jail or he was getting broken out of jail. Anyway, he has a very good track record. He's very smart. And he was just super, like, he's Clint Eastwood, basically. He's super cool.
Low, gravelly voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, elephant in the room, a lot of people online were nitpicking about the way they made him look in live action. I had no problem with it.
Yeah. It looked like the animated, I mean, like the real life version of the animated character.
People were like, his nose wasn't long enough. But
His hat wasn't big enough.
Okay, his hat, that's easily fixable. That's a mistake.
The other ones are easily fixable too, but
I disagree. I think if you made him look too cartoony, you can't move someone's mouth down. I like that they kind of stuck to practical effects.
Mm-hmm. No, I like practical effects too, but if you're going to have a Luke Skywalker in this where you can...
Fair, valid criticism.
And if you have Disney money, Disney dollars, you can throw it at it. Like,
hashtag Disney dollars. It's a good... That's another track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did we think of Luke's deep fake this time around? Better than...
It looked a lot better. And then I liked his little scooping Grogu up to like help him like, all right, hurry this shit up.
It's like swing him along.
Mm-hmm. You hope that Grogu just gets powerful enough in the Force where he's just like floating at all times.
Kind of well, Yoda style.
And what they revealed was that Grogu he'd already been trained. Like he had just basically forgotten his training, or he had the yips, or he mentally blocked out like whatever was going on, mm-hmm. you know, intentionally. And so Luke cleared that up.
Because he's 50 years old, at least, they say in the very first or second episode of Mando.
But we don't know how old he was when he started training at the Jedi Academy. Mm-hmm. But we do know that he was there for, I don't know, what do you call it? There's a night nerd.
The Purge. For it.
Yeah, whatever. The Purge of the Jedi Temple.
Mm-hmm. Order 66.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say Night of a Thousand Tears, but that was when all the Mandalorians were destroyed.
Yeah.
But, we find out he was there, I mean, in history, some 30 years prior.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the timeline?
Mm-hmm.
So he was 20 whenever he finished or whenever the Jedi Academy fell. I don't know. We still don't know how he escaped or what his timeline was like or where he'd been for the last 30 years.
Jar Jar.
Fuck. took him under his wing.
Sith Jar Jar.
We're gonna get a Jar Jar cameo.
I hope he is a Sith. Like that's the coolest like Reddit theory.
Mm-hmm.
That he's just been. I love it.
He's the real power.
Mm-hmm. So basically, Cad Bane is a badass motherfucker. They show it a little bit in this, but Todd, you need to watch some Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least cherry pick out the ones where
do you think Dave Filoni is just doing this to get people to watch Clone Wars?
I mean, it's working. Yeah. It's working on me.
We've already seen it.
Yeah.
We're not the target demo.
And I'm up to season 6 on Clone Wars, so I've seen some Cad Bane.
Oh, you have? Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha.
So I'm familiar.
Normally when I see cool stuff, I'm like, Todd, you got to check this out. You never do.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I think it's 7 seasons.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
So I've got one more season of that to watch. I just haven't done it.
Yeah, I think after Disney acquired it, they were like, yep, fuck it, we'll do one more season.
Yeah, we'll close it out.
Good stuff.
It is. It's very good. But, you know, and we're going to see a lot more tie-ins with that with the Obi-Wan series that comes out later this year.
Mm-hmm.
But interesting to know that he's still alive 30 years later. Because Cad Bane is fairly old and... We don't know how aliens age. So,
actually, I watched a YouTube video about this today. They guesstimate that most of his race, like old age, is like about 69 years of age, and he's like somewhere around 72, 75, something like that. So it's the equivalent of him being almost like 100 year old.
So he is Clint Eastwood.
He's Clint Eastwood and Unforgiven. He's just like he's getting too old for this.
How
shit.
Racist
he has
is
a
he?
Few. Oh, well, jeez.
Is he going to throw out some slurs from his porch?
I don't think he's Gran Torino Eastwood. He's Unforgiven Eastwood.
he's any which way but loose.
Eastwood. He could use an orangutan punches people out of a pickup truck.
Get him an ape.
But more realistically, I mean, do you think he's more based on Clint Eastwood or like the Man in Black?
Like, I think he's Eastwood. That's the vibe I got, was the Sergio Leone. Walking out of the desert, straight up Eastwood.
Yeah, he looks more Eastwood, but yeah, I think he is more Man in Black from good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angel Eyes.
Who was that? Yeah, who played Angel
Eyes? The bad was Lee Van Cleef.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
Bless you.
He's 1,000% Lee Van Cleef, but they used all the duster and hat and everything from Eastwood.
Yeah.
Eastwood had like a poncho.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but another one
had a duster.
Kind of depends on where he is.
Pale Rye.
I need to revisit the Westerns.
Where he is in Italy while they're filming.
You know, yeah.
If it's a little bit colder, he probably needs that poncho.
I'm just thinking of the Always Sunny episode where they get a duster and they keep trying to share it.
Look how cool I look. But yeah, Cad Bane always had little rocket boots. He didn't have the rocket pack. He just had them on.
Can you imagine like the Iron core Man. Strength for that?
Yeah.
That's got to be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Iron Man.
That's true.
He had to have the hand propulsions? Hand rockets?
The hand propulsors. That's what I had on prom night.
But yeah, Cad Bane, super cool character. Not the last we've seen of him.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But he's clearly on the side of evil again, like he always is.
Mm-hmm. We get R2-D2.
Yep.
We get Ahsoka Tano.
Yep.
We get Luke Skywalker. Yep. We get, well, Cobb Vanth. Nobody gives a shit. Sorry, Tim Oliphant. But we got Cad motherfucking Bane. And at some point, we'll get Sabine Wren in the Ahsoka Tano series. And I'm sure we're going to get Admiral Thrawn as well. Like, Star Wars is killing it right now. I mean, other than...
Dave Filoni is killing it.
Yes, Dave Filoni is killing it. Jon Favreau. What, Favreau's first few episodes of Boba Fett, you suspect a little bit.
Yeah.
Honestly, if we didn't have that, we would have no Boba Fett at this point. So I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
We would be Boba Fettless. Mm-hmm. We would Boba Fett Boba Fettered.
They have a lot to cover in the next episode.
They do. If there's only one more episode left.
They got a
is
lot.
There only one episode left?
As far as I know, they're doing 7 episodes. Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you think of this episode, Todd? What did you think, Cad Bane? Talk to me.
I enjoyed it. I thought this was like, killing it. Like you say, that's as good as you could do with all that stuff. Yeah, I'm curious to see some actual Boba Fett. It'd be hilarious if they do a season finale with no Boba Fett. It's
Boba
like
Fett.
All Mandalorian. But if they inevitably go back to Boba Fett, they have a lot of story to go through, and I'm curious to see how they wrap it up.
Other than the cameos that they've had so far, my favorite character's been, I think, Black Chrysanthemum. Like the crazy
Wookiee. I was about to say, he's been a massively underutilized character for how cool he is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if like it costs a lot to put a guy in a Wookiee costume, but Black Chrysanthemum is like a huge character in the comics. Like he's powerful.
Oh, is he?
Not huge as in like impact, but he's huge as in like powerful. Like he's one of the best fighters there is. So not getting to see him fight in the show seems like a waste. So hopefully we get a lot of him. I want to see more Rancor because honestly. Depressing that we haven't seen Boba Fett riding Rancor.
Yeah.
Well, I want that.
Sounds like they're.
I want that.
They're saving that for maybe the finale, or maybe that'll be a season two.
I want him riding a Rancor right now.
Yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rancor to eat somebody.
Oh, Hunter, yes. Picks him up, chomps him.
Mm-hmm. I want a kaiju fight with like a Rancor fighting a baby Sarlacc or one of those other, you know, sand dragons or.
Oh, a crate dragon?
Yeah.
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 I'm down.
I feel like a crate dragon would win over a Rancor anytime.
Well, a baby crate dragon. I don't know.
Okay.
I want to see some Star Wars kaiju fights.
I'm down for that. That could be the next series, limited series.
Actually, in the Clone Wars, there was a Godzilla like kaiju thing.
I'll tell you what I know about Star Wars kaiju fights.
Yeah.
There's always a bigger fish.
Ooh. Yeah.
No.
That's true.
Wise words. Hope you guys have enjoyed this mini episode talking about episode 6 of the Book of Boba Fett.
Episode 2 of Mandalorian season 2. Exactly. 3.
Yeah. These are confusing times in which we live.
They sure are.
But yeah, next week we'll cover the finale and we'll wrap everything up. Next we're going to take a look at Vox Machina, The Legend of
Woot.
On Amazon. So,
chip chip.
We thank you guys so much. We will talk to you really soon.
May the force be with
Listen
you.
To my band, Lutheran Mandalorian.
And Holler at the Jawas, part 1.
Slurping frogs.
Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Our website is at cinemavino.net. And reviews of these movies can be found at ToddWoffordMovies.com.